hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
My favorite thing about the podcast is Hoodie always checks to make sure his camera looks good.
Yeah.
And then you ever wonder why we all have horrible stills and Andrew's all of a sudden got a six-pack and flexing.
The lighting over here makes me look like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
The whole lighting in this studio
is really
not great.
It's
not great. The lights to my left, I'm not really sure whatever the purpose was. They're just like little mini spotlights that don't make sense.
It's for decoration.
Nah, I think they're out. I think it's the track is off. Like if they're on the track, they don't get electricity.
Don't move them either, because I bet imagine the dust and crud that's in there.
More crud than dust.
Yeah, look at the air vents in here. They're gray. Like around where the...
Stop. Where my allergies are flaring up already.
Like if I look don't lift your nose up.
When I look above me, it's like that's gray. Like that can't be healthy. But it's fine. It's not like there's a pandemic or anything.
No.
Welcome. Got a lot to talk about on today's podcast. I'm going to send that girl a DM and just say...
What?
Should I just send an open-ended DM? Did you hear the show today?
No. Stop.
No.
I want a girl to date John, not IJ.
But what if they're one and the same? What if I don't know where one stops, one starts?
I have actually had this conversation with several people. I had this conversation with Marshall at first. I was like, do you want to date Raquel? Surprise, surprise, that's my real name. Or do you want to date Riley? And he's like, I don't know what that means. I was like, well, listen, if I put on the Riley mode for you, you best to run. Because that means I've got this smile that's always there. I always want to entertain. I always want to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when is that?
Well,
I don't think we see that. I'm like Bruce Wayne. You want to date Bruce?
Listen to me.
Batman.
You would never.
The real man.
You would
Batman.
Never get on stage and not do what you could to make somebody smile. You would never get on stage and not entertain.
Yes,
but truth be told, the real John has a little bit more emotion than that, which is absolutely normal because you are a human, whether you want to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we all know you think you're a superhero.
A lot of cases I am.
There we go.
In a lot of cases I am.
I'm just saying, I'm really honestly not downing you for, you know, showing off your comedy tour, because, hey, it's something to be proud of, for goodness sakes.
Thank you.
However, I just feel like there's too many people in this dating world, and especially in this business, that do it for the wrong reasons. And you haven't done it for so long that when you do, I don't want some little hoochie-machoochie to come along and be a jerk. I just don't.
No, I don't disagree. This particular person we were talking about on Tinder, like the things you're doing wrong, we brought up emojis. And I think you mentioned like the heart eye emojis. And I was like, oh, there's somebody recently who we were DMing, and they DM me heart eye emojis. And I assumed they meant they were excited for something.
It wasn't even the heart eye emojis that got me, because so many people do use those, just like they're making it rain emojis.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
But the excited got me.
Silly.
The silly got me, because it's like, oh, you silly.
I am silly sometimes.
No, but a girl is not going to use that unless they're talking to a 3-year-old or some guy they're flirting with. So in turn, you, in both respects.
Guys do that to each other. See that hoodie guy? He seems silly.
Silly.
He seems silly. He'll be cool in our pack. You know what I mean? We're just a bunch of silly gooses. So,
silly gooses. Of all three of those.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm just gonna DM her and be like, hey, my friends said, do you think I'm cute? Hoodie had sent this to me. I promised during the show we would get to it. Bustle put out the most popular safe words people use, which
safe words as in,
oh boy,
six.
If you're well, yeah, what did you think, bro?
I just said six.
I'm so scarred for life. Please don't ever talk like that again.
It's like the one thing if it's going too far, you just say the safe word and everything is fine.
I understand what a safe word is. I just wasn't sure the context at that point.
Well, that's what it is. So that there's different they have different sections, I guess, or different categories. Like celebrities is a big one. They said it's a quick way to halt the action. Even there's what the hell is this?
What do you mean?
What?
Like they yell Kelly Clarkson?
That's the example they use, Rose, because of 40-year-old version. But there's what's his name? Is it Eric Andre? Is that the guy's name who does the? He was talking about for his show, which is kind of like a mixture of like punk jackass, like it's like a hidden camera show. They have a safe word on that, so like that's his word, like. The crew needs to come and save him from like a dangerous situation. And he has said there's been times he's forgotten the safe word and almost gotten like severely injured because he's yelling pineapple and it's really like passion fruit. And like the crew's like, well, we know we can't go in unless he says that word, which that's too much pressure. That to me is too much pressure.
Yeah.
Colors is another category.
Okay.
Red topped as number one.
Because you would think that red obviously means stop, but red is also the color of passion. So
They also say red was used in 50 Shades.
as the code word?
Yeah.
Was it?
They said that red is the safe word to use in 50 Shades.
But he had a red room, so you would think that would get confusing. I'd be like, gray!
And also, is it flashing red or is it a full red? Because the stoplight's here. It's like you just have to stop for a second and you keep going.
That's what I'm saying. This is too confusing.
By the way, didn't know what those were when I first moved here. Didn't know what that was. So I stayed stop for about 7 minutes and then I'm like, I think I can just go. And then I did. Fun fact.
Whoops.
Fruit is number three on the list. Sure.
Strawberry.
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm. They say when you choose a more unique word or phrase such as mashed potato or steam engine, it ensures there's no mistake between you and your partner about what should be used and what it means.
Steam engine?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing that would like be like, this is Thomas the Tank.
Steam engine.
Like, you know my brother?
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Andrew.
Is that what you call him?
Well, I don't, but you know. Flavor is number four, so vanilla. I've been called vanilla my whole life.
I don't want
thank
somebody
you.
Calling out vanilla
and I
during
thank
that.
You. they say it's likely because it's shorthand for low key, no surprises. Yeah. Probably that makes sense. So they're like, no, like,
I guess.
In the throngs of passion, but like vanilla. No, yeah, nobody's asked for like pour vanilla on me. It's like even the chocolate pudding. You know what I'm saying? Food and drink, some lattes and sushi. Okay.
No, sushi?
Caramel macchiato.
Come on
caramel
now.
Macchiato.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I would take that the wrong way if somebody called out sushi during that act. Are you joking?
Why? Salmon roll?
Jesus.
It just sounds... No. No.
Why?
Wasabi.
Yeah, wasabi. Mm-hmm. What's up? With some little soy sauce? Come on, bro.
Stop. You can't.
What's
you just
happening?
Can't. No.
Animals.
Okay, of what? What kind?
From poodle to chicken.
Poodle.
Yes. Yes.
These are so random.
Wait, do you make the
noise
or
point.
Do you call out the
well,
name?
Well, you could. Well, yeah, sometimes I do. It sounds like, never mind.
John, what's wrong with both y'all today? Like, stop.
They say don't use
like
a word that could be somehow used in the bedroom or is commonly used in hooking up situations.
That makes sense.
Alarm clock.
Yeah. Well, as far as animals, though, they're saying like, you know, they say leave tiger off the table. I don't know what tiger would be for.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, number seven is sports. So hockey, tennis, ping pong, water polo. Okay. They say probably not talking about that in the that kind of way anyway.
42!
Yeah, well, that could be a different version.
I can't imagine someone yelling that.
Pop culture words, yeah. Complicated words. I don't know if I want that. They say including filibuster. Listen, let me stop down and try to talk you into why we need to do this. Magical creatures.
Like
a narwhal hoodie. Look at you.
What's a narwhal again?
Bye, Mr. Narwhal.
From Elf.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Holiday sweater.
That was Hoodie's voice for his first several years at the radio station was narwhal. Mm-hmm. Bye, Hoodie. Hope you find your dad. So there you go. They say make sure he's have it down. They say also characters like Harry Potter. So there is that.
Voldemort.
Okay.
He must not be named. And that's been the podcast. Hey, thanks for watching on Facebook and Search Your Morning Show. Yeah. Thanks for listening as well. I had fun. Did you have fun, Riley?
It was fun.
Did you have fun, Rose?
It was a great time.
Did you have fun, Hoodie?
It was a good time.
Hopefully you have fun listening. You can watch us. You can listen to Search Your Morning Show. We'll see you tomorrow, or we'll see you another time.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.